17, tape 3B. Hello. Look at the activities for tape 3B. Look at figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Participate. Participate. Clubs. Clubs. Support. Support. Associate. Associate. Gather. Gather. Officials. Officials. Now read the paragraph aloud with the tape. Try to read at the same speed as the tape. Certain things are expected of military personnel as a part of their daily lives. One thing they are expected to do is participate in the activities of their clubs. If they are officers, they should eat some meals at the officers' club, and if there is a party there, they are expected to go. If they are NCOs, they participate in games, parties, and gatherings at the NCO club. They support their clubs by attending them and also by paying money. A nice thing about the clubs is that they give military personnel a chance to associate with each other. They can talk, eat, and enjoy themselves together. A club is a nice place for them to gather together, and it's not too expensive. Military officials do not make officers and NCOs join these clubs, but it is expected of them. Answer the questions about the paragraph. Number 1. What is expected of military personnel? Repeat, they are expected to participate in the activities of their clubs. Number 2, if they are officers, what should they do? Repeat, they should eat some meals at the club. And if there is a party there, they should go. Number 3. If they are NCOs, what should they do? Repeat, they should participate in games. Parties and gatherings at the NCO club. Number 4. How do they support their clubs? Repeat, by attending them and also by paying money. Number 5. What is a nice thing about the clubs? Repeat, they give military personnel a chance to associate with each other. Number 6, is joining these clubs a duty? Repeat, no, but it's expected. Look at figure 2. Circle the best answer. Number 1. John participated in 2 sports last year. Number 2. My wife and a group of women get together and discuss classical music the first Monday of every month. Number 3. My husband dislikes ballet, but he sends them money every year. Number 4. The people in his office get together with the people in our office once a week after work. Number 5. Bill has authority in this city. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. Repeat. John participated in 2 sports last year. He played 2 sports. Number 2 is A. Repeat. My wife and a group of women. Get together and discuss classical music. The first Monday of every month. They belong to a music club. Number 3 is A. Repeat. My husband dislikes ballet, but he sends them money every year. He supports the ballet. Number 4 is B. Repeat. The people in his office get together with the people in our office once a week after work. They associate with each other after work. Number 5 is A. Repeat. Bill has authority in this city. Bill is a city official. Look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words. Retreat. Retreat. Governs. Governs. Parade. Parade. Indications. Indications. Participation. Participation. Place. Place. Hearts. Hearts. Now read the paragraph aloud with the tape. Respect for our national flag and the national anthem is rendered on military bases at a ceremony called retreat. Retreat is the ceremony at which the flag is lowered at the end of the day. The commander of a base governs the time for retreat. He decides when it should take place. The ceremony sometimes includes a parade. Some of the best trainees may march, but not always. The sound of guns and the playing of the national anthem are indications that the flag is being lowered, even if you can't see it. Participation in the ceremony is mandatory for all military personnel, even those who are across the base. They must stop what they are doing, stand at attention, and salute. If they are in civilian clothes, they should remove their hats and place their right hands over their hearts. Answer the questions about the paragraph. Number one, what is the ceremony for lowering the flag at the end of the day? Repeat, it's the retreat ceremony. Number two, what does the commander of a base do? Repeat, he governs the time for retreat. Number three, what does the ceremony sometimes include? Repeat, it sometimes includes a parade. Number four, what are indications that the flag is being lowered? Repeat, the sound of guns and the playing of the national anthem. Are indications that the flag is being lowered. Number five, who participates in retreat? Repeat. Participation is mandatory for all military personnel. Number six, what should they do if they are in civilian clothes? Repeat, they should remove their hats and place their right hands over their hearts. Look at figure four. Circle the best answer. Number one, Jim's going to the retreat ceremony. Number two, do you know who governs that country? Number three, the children enjoyed watching the soldiers march. Number four, the indications of rain were dark clouds in the sky and the wind blowing. Number five, all of the students took part in the program. Let's check your answers. Number one is B. Repeat, Jim's going to the retreat ceremony. He's going to see the flag lowered. Number two is A. Repeat. Do you know who governs that country? He wants to know who the leader of that country is. Number three is B. Repeat. The children enjoyed watching the soldiers march. They enjoyed watching the parade. Number four is A. Repeat. The indications of rain were dark clouds in the sky and the wind blowing. They were the signs of rain. Number five is A. Repeat. All of the students took part in the program. Participation was by all of the students. This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 17.